Welcome to Leadership Matters, a podcast hosted by me, Steve Parker. This is a series that brings a fresh perspective to leadership, motivation, and how to succeed by talking to a diverse range of CEOs, business managers, and world-class talent. We also offer some personal tips to help you in your career. Each episode aims to provide a snapshot into the life and philosophy of some of Taiwan and the world's most successful leaders, and to find out more about why leadership matters. Victoria Reynoldson is a communications coach, certified cultural intelligence trainer, and the CEO and founder of Culture Cuppa. She helps current and future global leaders to elevate and amplify their communication for the next step in their international careers by developing speaking clarity, confidence, connection, and the agility to handle challenging conversations. Victoria supports multicultural teams with their training to build trust and collaboration with cultural intelligence, growing themselves, their teams, and organizations globally. She's based in London, the UK, and works virtually and in person with individuals and teams all over the world. She's a keynote speaker. She's a host of a top-ranked podcast, Culture Communications Confidence, and a thoroughly nice person. And we're very, very, very lucky to have her in the studio today. Victoria, welcome.
I really appreciate it. And it's fantastic to join you again. I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
I think what I'd really like to start out with is just kind of talking about like how you got to where you are. What is your, you know, how did you get to be Victoria Reynoldson, you know, global coach?
My first career was in marketing. I worked in brand marketing in large international companies from London. So I was always based in London, but working with people and teams cross-functionally in many different places across Europe, in the US, in Asia. Fast forward 12 years, I was noticing more and more this space where people were coming together to have conversations, to have meetings, but the communication wasn't always landing. People didn't always fully understand each other. And it was when I started to notice these things, I felt like I was picking up on these nuances culturally of what was happening in the room, that I felt there was a space that I could really help people with. And that's when I decided to move into this space, to move into communication coaching, particularly global professionals, and supporting teams with cultural intelligence.
I want to ask you about this idea of cultural intelligence. What does culture mean in the context of a company and communications internally?
I think that's a really, really powerful question. And actually, it's the question I ask often at the beginning of a conversation, whether it's a talk or whether it's a workshop. But what does culture mean to us is a really, really big question. And it's everything that is familiar to us. It's the way we do things. It's what we wear. It's how we greet each other. It's whether we stop for lunch at work or we don't. It's whether we are expected to socialize after work or not to progress our careers. But it goes beyond that awareness. When I talk about cultural intelligence, it's really about our capability to think about how we're interacting skillfully with other people, ultimately get that trust factor.
It's all about trust.
Yeah.
How do you go about building these bridges between people who are living in different camps? I mean, you said one of them, something very, very obvious, you know, my weekend is on Friday and Saturday, your weekend is on Saturday and Sunday. How do you build a bridge between something like that?
So we have to start with that open mindset, that possibility that the way we're doing things isn't the only way. You know, I would always encourage people, particularly people who are listening today, to step back and go, is this cultural? Is there something I'm just not seeing here? And that's when we have to hit our pause button and get super, super curious about what's really going on here. What are we not seeing?
I like this idea of what are we not seeing? You come to work, you want to get stuff done, you have goals that you want to achieve, and yet somehow in our communication processes, we create these conflicts.
Yeah. Well, that comes down to, I mean, you made a very valid point there. You have to have an alignment and goal. So it sounds very obvious, but you have to make sure, are you working towards the same goal here? Or are there two different agendas going on? So I always ask, what is the objective? What's the goal we're trying to achieve here? Is the other part of the organization, the other team aligned with that or not? You'd be surprised how often actually there is no alignment. In fact, there has to be a process of laddering up and going, okay, where do we align? if you're all part of the same organization, I'd like to think at some point there is a common goal. But let's say you've got that alignment, you have that vision of the goal of where you're heading, and yes, you are both agreed that's where you're going. Then where that disconnect could be happening is that we don't have an awareness often of our own cultures to start off with, right? So if I ask you to describe your own culture, you know, it's quite difficult to describe it. You know, if I describe myself, I'm a Londoner, I'm British, but am I the same kind of British as somebody who lives in Scotland or in Wales or in a village in the middle of the countryside? Well, no, but because I'm individual as well, and I'm Victoria Reynoldson, and I have all my influences from my heritage, from my parents, from my grandparents, from my education, and all the multitude of influences that have shaped who I am. And so I would always encourage individuals in a team to say, right, let's take a cultural intelligence assessment. Let's understand ourselves first and understand the influences that really show up in the way that we behave and communicate. So to give you some practical examples, there are dynamics, there are 10 sets of cultural values, and they influence our behavioral preferences, such as I mentioned previously, the way we communicate. Do we have a preference to communicate more directly and say things straight to the point and say what we mean and mean what we say? Or do we have a preference to really, particularly with more difficult messages, or if we're challenging somebody who's more senior to us, maybe walk around that, maybe not do that in front of the group?
What I'm hearing from you is it starts with the motivation, right? The motivation to change or understand what's going on between two people or a communication or internally inside an organization. We need to understand that there's not always one way to do things. There's not always one way to communicate. Somebody else in the team may have a different way to communicate or do something. We need to understand what it is they're actually trying to do. And if we come back to this thing that you talked about of goals, you know, if we're all working towards a similar goal, then how we get there can be discussed. We have to look at things that are hidden goals. You highlighted this just very, very briefly, but you mentioned this idea of hidden goals that, you know, it may in fact be that our goals, although we on the outside are saying our goals are to achieve certain things, we may have our own internal and or hidden goals, and we need to be aware of those so that we're still trying to work together to achieve the same things, to get that alignment. The final piece in this I really heard was starts with self-awareness, right? Mm-hmm. If you understand yourself and the way that you're communicating with people, then you can begin to make choices, make changes, but also understand that if you're aware of your own proclivities, your own ways of operating, you can then become aware of how other people may operate and that they may in fact be different to yours. Not wrong, not right, just different. And then, only then, can we put this strategy for change if we choose to make those changes.
Absolutely. And that was very well summarized. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Victoria, is there something that you'd just like to leave us with very, very quickly?
I mean, I think, you know, for me, I'm very passionate about cultural intelligence, as you can tell. I think if people who are listening are equally curious about this and want to understand, okay, how do I work better together in global teams and how can we really achieve better outcomes and better ideas through the way we communicate, through the way we connect, then I'd absolutely love to invite people to contact me about the cultural intelligence assessment. I'd be very happy to talk to people about that. And for sure, come and reach out and talk to me on LinkedIn, very active over there and sharing more around this space, around communicating well as a leader and cultural intelligence.
Victoria, I have thoroughly enjoyed talking with you today.
No problems at all. Thanks, Stephen.
You can listen to this podcast live on the fourth Monday of every month on ICRT, and after that on the ICRT website, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Leadership Matters by Stephen Parker. You can also check out my social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it. We'll see you next time.